All right, so we're diving deep today into what's happening on Amazon, what's changing, what's staying the same, all those good things. We're checking out this article, The Top Amazon Trends That Will Dominate This Year, 2025. And oh boy, let me tell you, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it really does lay it all out. Like what worked last year might not work now. You really got to adapt.
It's true, you got to. And one of the hugest things, AI. Right, AI tools. Instead of like drowning in these spreadsheets trying to figure out, okay, how much inventory do I need? What should my prices be? Now you can have these like virtual assistants just working 24/7. I mean, that's got to be good, right?
It is. It's like not just some sci-fi thing anymore. AI is really changing the way people sell stuff. This article goes into some like really cool examples too. So, you know, maybe you're always trying to figure out how much inventory to actually order. And an AI tool can look at your sales history, see what's selling, what time of year it is, and even predict like future trends, you know? It'll recommend, hey, this is how many you should probably have in stock. So no more overstocking and you make more money.
Oh yeah, now we're talking. But it can do more than just inventory, right?
Oh yeah. Pricing too. Like think about those pricing things that change like in real time based on what your competitors are doing. It's almost like having a, you know, a pricing expert who's super smart, just constantly watching the market, making sure like you're gonna win.
Whoa, that's wild. It seems like these AI tools could like help out everyone, you know, especially smaller sellers who might not have like the
Yeah.
giant teams and stuff. But I mean, what about us humans? Are we going to have like robots running all the customer service now?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good question to ask. These AI customer service bots are getting really, really good, you know? Like this article says they're resolving like 80% of customer questions. So think about all the time that frees up for you. But, you know, there's still going to be those times where a real person is just what you need. You can't like totally replace that human connection, you know?
Right, yeah. Makes sense. It's got to be a balance, right? You use AI for those like repetitive tasks, but then for those times where you need that personal touch, a human's still best.
Exactly. And that brings us to, well, another big thing in this article, this trend. It's all about selling stuff in a way that's like good for the planet, you know, ethical and all that. Did you know like 72% of Amazon shoppers, they actually think about the environment before they buy something?
Wow, that's a lot. So it's like being sustainable isn't just a like bonus anymore. It's something customers really care about.
Yeah, totally. People want to buy from brands that, you know, match their values. The article, it actually gives some good ideas about how sellers can, you know, adapt to that, and it's not as hard as you might think.
Really, tell me more, tell me more.
Okay, so first, think about your packaging. If it's small and eco-friendly, you're using less stuff. Plus, you know, it might even save you money on shipping. So it's a win-win.
I like that. Sustainability that helps your business too.
Exactly. And then you've got things like carbon neutral shipping, you know, directly addressing that environmental stuff. Oh, and don't forget about being transparent. People want to know where their stuff comes from, how it's made. Being open about that, it builds trust, you know?
Yeah, it's not just about the product, it's about your brand, showing what you stand for.
That's it. And you know, social media, it's the perfect place to like show off those values and build your brand. It's a super powerful tool for Amazon sellers now. And the article goes into some pretty cool trends with like social
Oh
commerce.
yeah, social commerce. I'm kind of like obsessed with that whole thing. It seems like, you know, social media and shopping are kind of becoming the same thing, which opens up a lot of possibilities for sellers.
For sure, especially with how expensive Amazon ads are getting. Social media, it's like this, you know, cheaper and way more engaging way to reach new people. And like you can actually tell your brand's story.
So it's more than just like pretty pictures of your product on Instagram now, right?
And
What are some of the things that actually work in, you know, 2025?
think about those shoppable posts, you know, on Instagram and TikTok. People can actually buy your stuff right there in the app. Like, imagine, you know, some popular person on TikTok using your product, showing how cool it is, and then people can just buy it right there.
Boom, instant sale. It's like combining influencer marketing with like the ease of online shopping.
It is. And it's not just influencers either. We're seeing more of those live stream shopping things where you can like talk directly to people, show your product, answer questions, and get them to buy it right there on Amazon.
Oh, it's like building a community. You know, it's not just about the sale, it's about the whole experience. I love it. But, you know, social media is just one part of all this. And there's another big trend we got to talk about, and it involves something we all use every day, our voices.
You're talking about voice commerce, and yeah, it's huge and getting bigger all the time. It's changing how we shop.
Oh, I love voice search. I mean, think about it. How many times have you said, Alexa, add blank to my cart? It's so easy, but it makes me wonder, like, how do sellers make sure their products show up when someone does a voice search?
Good question. It's about understanding how people actually talk when they use voice search. You know, like you wouldn't say to Alexa, coffee maker, black stainless steel, right? You'd be like, Alexa, find me a black stainless steel coffee maker. So your product descriptions, they gotta sound natural, like how someone would talk.
So instead of all those keywords and stuff, we need to make it sound more like human.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't forget about those longer phrases, you know, like instead of searching for coffee maker, someone might say, Alexa, find me a coffee maker that makes iced coffee and grinds beans. You gotta have those conversational phrases in your descriptions.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. We need to think about how customers are actually talking when they're searching, not just, typing keywords.
Yeah, totally. And the article even talks about like Alexa skills for sellers who want to really get into voice commerce. It's basically creating like a custom voice app so people can like interact with your brand and products just using their voice.
Whoa, now that's next level. So it sounds really powerful, but is it only for like the huge companies with all the resources?
Yeah, no, not at all. Voice commerce is still kind of new, you know? But it's going to be big. Like by the end of this year, it's supposed to be 30% of all those e-commerce searches. So the earlier you get started, the better, no matter what size your business is.
So we've got AI, sustainability, social commerce, voice search, all big stuff. But the article also talks about some of the, not so fun stuff, like competition,
Yeah.
especially from Amazon itself.
Yeah, that's right. Amazon is like really pushing their own brands, which makes it harder for other sellers to, you know, stand out.
Okay, so how do we compete with that? I mean, can we even?
We can't. The article actually has some pretty good advice.
Okay, tell me everything.
One thing is like find your specialty, you know, find that one thing you're really good at that Amazon's own brands aren't doing as well.
So instead of trying to be everything to everyone, just like focus on what makes us unique.
Yes, like maybe you do handmade stuff or high-end products or things for people with a specific hobby, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, really focus on giving amazing customer service.
Right, because that's something smaller businesses can often do better than the big guys.
Exactly. Oh, and the article really stresses this. Don't just rely on Amazon.
So like, don't put all our eggs in one basket.
Yep. Build your own website, sell on other platforms, use social media to like really connect with people.
It's like having a backup plan. Plus, it lets you reach more people.
Exactly.
Man, we've covered a lot already, and there's still more to talk about. Okay, so we're back, and we're still diving deep into this Amazon stuff. We've talked about like how shoppers are changing, but what about Amazon itself? Like that algorithm everyone's always trying to figure out.
Yeah, that algorithm, it's like a mystery, right? But you gotta understand it if you wanna, you know, actually sell your products.
For sure. So, what does the article say about like algorithm changes this year? Anything surprising?
Well, one thing is they're really focused on like customer experience now. It's not just about having a good product anymore. It's about like the whole experience from start to finish.
Yeah, I get that. Like, as a shopper, I definitely notice things like, if checkout is easy, if shipping is fast, if returns are a hassle. But how does that like translate for sellers?
The article talks about like return rates, what people are saying in reviews, even how customers like interact with your brand after they buy something.
So it's not just about getting them to buy it once, it's about like keeping them happy so they'll come back for more.
Exactly. And here's the thing, if you're doing well in those areas, Amazon might like show your product higher up in the search results.
Oh, so it's good for business and it makes Amazon happy. Win-win, right? But, got to be real for a sec. A lot of people listening, they're small businesses, right?
Yeah.
And it can feel kind of impossible to compete with those huge companies that seem to like control everything.
I hear ya. It's a common concern. But this article, it actually has some good advice for smaller sellers. One thing is, you gotta really own your niche, you know, become the expert in that one specific thing.
Right, because those big companies, they try to be everything to everyone, which means there are like gaps they miss.
Exactly. And then remember those AI tools we talked about? Those can really help level the playing field. They can do all those like time-consuming tasks for you and give you insights that, you know, a smaller business might not have the resources for otherwise.
And of course, there's always good old-fashioned customer service, which is something smaller businesses can often do way better.
Definitely. It might seem like overwhelming, but there are definitely ways for smaller sellers to, you know, make it on Amazon.
So it's not David and Goliath then.
Not exactly. Okay, so let's switch gears for a minute and talk about advertising. Ads can get really expensive, so it's got to be smart about it. This article talks about which ad formats are actually working best in 2025.
Ooh, tell me more. Ad costs are always going up, up, up.
So it looks like those video ads, the sponsored brands ones and those category targeted display ads, they're doing way better than those regular sponsored product ads, like 40% higher conversion rates.
Whoa, that's huge. I mean, I knew video is important, but that's really saying something.
Yeah, it's how people consume information now. Think about it. How many times do you watch a product demo or review before you buy something?
All the time. Okay, so we got to get on that video train if we want to, make the most of our ad money.
Exactly. Now, another thing the article mentions is Prime.
Ah, yes, Amazon Prime. Is it still like the magic key in 2025?
It is big time. This article says 65% of Amazon purchases are from Prime members.
That's a lot. It's almost like you need Prime to shop on Amazon seriously. So, got to make sure our products are Prime eligible, right?
Absolutely. And that means making sure you can get those products to people quickly and reliably. Which brings us to fulfillment, all those options for getting stuff to your customers.
Okay, break it down for me. What's happening in the world of fulfillment?
So, multi-channel fulfillment, it's getting really popular.
I've heard of that, but remind me how it works.
Basically, you can use Amazon's warehouses and shipping stuff for orders that come from other places, like your own website or other marketplaces.
So it's like Amazon becomes your personal shipping department, even for stuff you sell outside of Amazon.
Exactly. But some sellers, they want more control over that whole process. And for them, the article suggests a hybrid approach. Like maybe you use FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, for those products that are selling really fast, but then you use FBM, Fulfillment by Merchant, for those slower moving items or things that need, special packaging or something.
So it's about finding what works for you.
It is. The point is, you've got options now. You can choose what makes the most sense for your business.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of individual things, but zoom out for a sec. What does the article say about the overall picture of selling on Amazon in 2025?
Well, it's definitely getting more competitive, more challenging, but for those who are willing to, change and adapt, there's a lot of opportunity.
So it's not all bad news.
No, not at all. In fact, the article talks about the key traits of those sellers who are really killing it on Amazon.
Okay, spill the tea. What are they doing right?
Well, first of all, they're using technology, embracing those AI tools we talked about, automating stuff, making things more efficient.
Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And they're all about sustainability. They know it matters to customers, and it's good for business too.
It's not just a trend anymore, it's like the future.
It is. They're also really using social media, not just Amazon ads, but influencer marketing, building a community around their brand.
It's about telling a story, not just selling a product.
Yep. And they're also paying attention to how people search, optimizing for voice search because they know that's only going to get bigger.
Stay ahead of the curve, right?
Exactly. And lastly, these successful sellers, they're not just thinking about Amazon, they're building their own brands, selling on their own websites, other marketplaces.
So if Amazon ever changes things up, they're not stuck.
Right. They're building something that can stand on its own.
Man, this has been like a master class in Amazon selling. But our deep dive isn't over yet. We'll be right back to wrap things up.
And we're back for the final part of our Amazon deep dive. Phew, I'm telling you, my brain is full of info after all that.
Yeah, we've covered a lot, but it's all really important stuff if you want to make it on Amazon these days. Right. And this article we've been talking about, it's been super helpful, laying it all out, giving us some real strategies. So before we finish up, let's do a quick recap of the biggest takeaways, the stuff you really need to remember.
Love it. Yeah, let's do it. What are we walking away with today?
Okay, so first up, AI. It's not just a buzzword anymore. It's actually here,
Yeah.
and it's changing how we sell stuff. Inventory, pricing, customer service, ads, AI can help with all of it.
Seriously, don't be afraid of those AI tools. They can take care of all that busy work so you can focus on, the bigger picture.
Then we talked about sustainability, which is a really big deal now. It's not just about, being eco-friendly. It's about appealing to customers who care about that stuff.
And it's not that hard to do. Just think about your packaging, be transparent about where your stuff comes from, maybe look into carbon neutral shipping. It can really make a difference.
And Oh man, social commerce, that's where it's at, right? With Amazon ads getting so expensive, social media is like this whole new way to connect with people and, actually sell your products.
For sure. Get creative, you know? Try those shoppable posts, team up with some influencers, maybe do a live stream, make it fun, make it personal.
And then there's voice search, which like blows my mind a little bit. People are shopping with their voices now.
It's the future. So make sure your listings are like optimized for that. Use natural language. Think about how people actually talk, you know? And those Alexa skills, definitely worth checking out if you're serious about voice commerce.
And last but not least, competition. Amazon's getting in on the game with their own brands, which can be, intimidating.
It can be. But you gotta find your niche, you know, what makes you different, what makes you special. Focus on that and never underestimate the power of amazing customer service. That's something you can control no matter what Amazon does.
So much good stuff, right? I feel like I need to take notes.
Me too. But now it's your turn, listeners. What are you gonna do with all this info?
Think about like what really stood out to you today. What's one thing you can do like right now to start implementing one of these trends in your own business?
Amazon's always changing, but if you stay curious, keep learning, you're gonna do great.
That's the truth. Thanks for joining us on this Amazon adventure. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive into the world of e-commerce. Until then, good luck out there.